This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Back. Alan Ellis here, the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. It's first day of waterfowl season. Just got back from Maine. Had a great two-day sea duck eider hunt up there while with Clifton Ames, the 10-mile guide service, and my buddy Vic McCallum, who used to run the hunter education program here in Maryland. And Vic, thanks for your hospitality. Let me stay at your house. If anybody's going up, by the way, just go up to Harrisburg, go all the way up 81, hit 84, and take it right over to New England, and then go from there. It gets you away from New York. You don't have to play with that mess in New York City right now. So we enjoyed it and made good time. Let's talk to Bill in Westminster. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How are you? I'm fine.
Good. What's up?
Well, I heard your last caller calling about Stump Allen with the question on the stamp.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
All right.
A buddy and I were talking the other day about hunting.
Yeah.
During the muzzleloader season, I shot a doe.
Right.
And I couldn't find it.
Right.
About the next day, I went looking for it, and I found it.
Yep.
But Fox got a hold of it and ate the rear end of it out.
Yep. We had this question. We discussed this in archery season, so go ahead.
Okay. Do I have to check that deer in?
According to sources in the Department of Natural Resources, the answer is no. At that point, it becomes an ethical question. The question is, do you want to participate in deer management and check it in? What did you do? Did you check it in or not?
No, I did not.
You did not. Okay. You're fine under the law, Bill. You really are. What decision you make at that point is on you, is basically what they tell you.
I thought since the fox got a hold of it, it was kind of one of them deals where you really didn't want to eat it.
Well, I've talked to several guys about that. I've talked to trappers. I've talked to friends of mine. And basically they said, we cut that part out. There's nothing that a fox can give to an animal after it's dead that can get into its bloodstream if you feel the meat is still good, if it's cold enough, under 40 degrees or so, like it's in the refrigerator, you can certainly harvest as much of that animal as you possibly can. And you can instruct your butcher that, hey, the fox has got it, trim this off, and you make the judgment call on that. So that's the point. The other positive thing on that, Bill, is, and it was brought up to me by someone who shall remain nameless. If you do check that deer in and count it towards your bag limit, you've got to take two does before you get a second buck permit.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to do what you got to do. You actually did kill the deer. To check it in would be the responsible thing to do from a management standpoint. But you don't have the meat, you don't have the reward.
Right. That's the main reason, I guess,
I know. You like to eat them. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm at work, and I got to run. It's good talking to you, and I'll be talking to you.
Stay in touch, Bill. Thanks.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Just bring that up. Next Saturday is the first day of the deer season, the firearms deer season. As normal, we will pre-record the show next week. I'll not be here. I'll be on the air. We'll have a full show, brand new show. We've got some guests coming in. I'm sure it'll be a great show for our listeners, with a lot of good information from the folks at Wildlife and Heritage and some others. But what we'll do is we'll take everybody in the muzzleloader contest. We'll take them this week. You won't be able to call next week, but as we've done in the past, on December 1st, we'll draw the muzzleloader for November, we'll count all the calls in both contests on December 1st. So, in other words, if you call in today, you're in the contest. If you don't call in, you know, till December 1st, we'll put you in the drawing for November, and we'll put you in the drawing for December. So December 1st will be a bonus day for you on the muzzleloader contest. How's that sound? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to have a conversation with you and get in the contest. The rules for getting in the contest, you can get in online by sending me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And ellisoutdoors.com is the umbrella website for Ellis Outdoors LLC. You can click on the radio show. You can go there and learn about me and the radio show. You can listen to the podcast on that part. You can click on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and read the current issue, which is the winter issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and all the great information, photos we have in there. And then the other part of that is Maryland Loves Crabs. You can still view the entire Maryland Loves Crabs magazine and read about that. You get there from going to ellisoutdoors.com, or you can go directly to marylandhuntingquarterly.com or mdlovescrabs.com. Let's talk to George in Pasadena. Good morning, George. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I thought I'd call you and say good morning to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
You know, I've been hunting about 45 years, and
yep.
The last couple of years I've been sick with cancer.
Oh, George, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm about over it. I gained all my weight back. I'm back where I'm supposed to be. I feel good.
Good.
Born this year, and hopefully I'll get out opening day. The last couple of years, I didn't get out opening day.
Yep.
I won, but I didn't get out.
Right.
But I hope to get out opening day to stay. So.
Well, good for you. Good for you, man.
All right. I thank you, and I wish you happy hunting.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, George. Good luck to you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There goes George. What happened to Alice? Where'd she go? Uh-huh. Yeah, they do. I don't care about that. Tell Alice to call back. I'll talk to her, sure. Yes, indeed. Let's see. What? Wow. McAfee. Security system marks the website as questionable, and then marks the Hunting Quarterly as a dangerous site. I'm thinking maybe McAfee himself is a dangerous guy. Have you heard that story? I'm going to forward this to my web guy right now, John B. And let's see what we can do with that. All right. Did anybody else get this warning that my website was dangerous? I mean, I might be, but I don't think the website is. All right. Let's see. There we go. All right. Well, we'll deal with that later. Let's talk to Alice in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, every weekend, the Mormon Helping Hands in our area has been going up to the Hurricane Sandy area.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about going up the road, and I was thinking about the, you know, hunters, and I was thinking, gosh, you all might have excess meat occasionally, and I was just wondering if you all ever organized to donate that to people that need food and stuff, because we're taking all kinds of stuff. We're taking food and clothing and blankets and boots and umbrellas, you name it. We're bringing stuff up as well as tools to help rebuild. We're sort of like the Red Cross and Habitat for Humanity combined, minus donating the blood. I mean, we'll donate the blood, but we don't have the resources to actually, do the needles and take blood out of people.
No, that's immaterial of this show. The question you're asking is there an organized effort to... it's been organized for many years. It's called Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. It's fhfh.org.
Okay.
And you can go on there and see if they have any resources for you. What I would do if I were you would be to send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
And we can certainly see if we have any interested hunters that are interested in donating directly to your organization as far as any surplus venison they might have.
Okay.
If you would accept venison that's already been processed by a deer processor and not somebody that's, let's say cut their own or that type of thing, but if it's got the label on there from a processor, it sounds like certainly a worthy cause.
Yeah, I think that when people are hungry, I don't think they really care.
You got to understand from a health standpoint, though.
Right.
I
trust you guys. I mean,
I trust most guys too, but if I had the choice of eating venison that was prepared at a deer processor and
right.
as opposed to somebody cutting their own, not knowing that person, I would certainly prefer the processor.
Right.
From your standpoint.
Right, I understand.
So.
Well, I have five boys. I have them involved with Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Sure.
I've had two boys come close to eagling and I've talked to you before.
Yeah, I remember, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I'd love to have my boys involved in learning how to live off the land. I think there was a show a while back that you played the Green Beret, and you talked about how, these guys are just basically parachuted down in places, and then they can live off the land, and they can go do their mission, and
exactly.
then get out. I think that's phenomenal. I think that is really important. And all these skills that you discuss on the air of hunting and shooting and with bows or even fishing and everything, I think
sure.
that these skills need to be perpetuated. They need to be promoted.
Hey, Alice, if things go downhill real fast in this country,
you'll be our best friend.
I can tell you who's going to be the survivor class.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Well, God bless you.
Thank you, Alice. I appreciate that. Drop me an email. Send me a description of what you need.
Okay.
And I'm guessing probably ground meat burger is probably the best deal for you, and we'll see what we can do. How many, you guys go up so many, every weekend or something like that?
We have been, yes.
Okay.
Of course, the press won't talk about it.
Oh, no, of course not.
But if you want to go on, LDS.org, there, we have our own little news system.
Sure.
And we have our own pictures and that type of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, we're really.
Why don't you send me an email with what you're looking for and send me the link?
Okay.
Thanks,
that's
Alice.
Thank bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Bye.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Harry in Hunt Valley. Good morning. How are you? Hello, Harry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say thanks to you and the American Legion for the help they give to Wounded Warrior Project. I'm a former special ops
right.
myself, and I just got out, and I really think you guys do a wonderful job supporting them, but they don't get enough recognition.
Exactly right. You're absolutely right. I've been on a number of hunts with the Wounded Warriors. I'm not involved to the point that some guys are, but it does do your heart good to see those guys out. Double amputee with prosthetics, trying to deer hunt, climb a ladder stand, a guy with a brain injury, out on the hunt and listening to his mentor and paying attention and actually being able to take a deer. Hunted a couple of years ago with a guy that had his left arm and left leg missing. Sat in the stand with him while he shot a deer. Been with him on dove hunts and deer hunts and waterfowl hunts, and I got to tell you, no finer individuals will you find than our wounded veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. So
I know, we even when you come out of the field with one down, they're always up, no matter how bad or hurt, they're always up.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. So, Harry, I appreciate the call.
Thank you. For your program what you do to help support this Wounded Warrior Project.
Well, we do a little bit, and we thank you for that. I will say this as far as the Wounded Warrior Project is concerned, there's been a bit of a controversy. Of course, they accept donations from firearms companies and things like that. But Tom Gresham, who has Gun Talk Radio, actually invited a representative on from Wounded Warriors. And they said, we don't want anything to do with radio shows that talk about guns. And it raised a lot of eyebrows, and there was communication back and forth. Gresham posted on his, I think on his Facebook site, the entire chain of emails between Wounded Warrior Project and himself, and it stirred up quite a bit of controversy in the firearms community and in the veterans community. And now tomorrow night, if anybody who anybody listens to Gun Talk Radio, which is hosted by Tom Gresham, son of a former bass fisherman and raconteur Grits Gresham, Tom Gresham, and I've talked with Tom on occasion. Tomorrow evening on his show, the president of the Wounded Warrior Project will be on to explain. So just wanted to let you folks know about that. If you listen to Gun Talk Radio, and I'll flag some folks here. Maybe we can get part of that conversation. So
I'll make an effort to listen to the program tomorrow night.
Yep.
As I said, thank you so very much.
All right. That is not on our station, by the way. You'll have to go, you know, find it somewhere. So
yeah, it's...
it might be on Sirius XM. I'm not sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate the call.
You have a safe day, sir.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne. You know, they are a full-line hunting supply shop and a full-line Browning dealer. Now, you know, they carry all the bows and all the muzzleloaders, and they do the gunsmithing, the crossbows and things like that for all your water. They've got ammunition for all your waterfowl hunting. But let me tell you a little bit about some of the Browning guns that they carry. The X-Bolt, which is a high-powered rifle, and that is available in all the standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers as well. It features a adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. That's the X-Bolt. And if you put a scope on it, they can mount the scope, bore sight it, get you on paper in time for deer season. You'll have to go shoot it, but they can get you as ready as they can get you. And then there's the Maxxis shotgun, the autoloader shotguns for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and it's available in Mossy Oak Duck Blind camo as well. And don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop has all the firearms for home protection, the AR style rifles, the all the handguns, all the major manufacturers, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Taurus, you name it, they've got it, Colt, and on and on and on it goes. Browning headquarters is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They've been around since 1957. That's a long time. The website is ClydeSports.com or 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package, custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
All right, that's enough of that. We like Hank. Charles in Baltimore, how are you, sir?
Good morning.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
Very nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
And I was listening to that woman that was worried about killing elephants and the population of orangutans.
Yes. Yes.
She was on a week or two ago.
Yes, I do remember.
I wrote a dissertation on the orthopedics of the orangutan, and most of those orangutans that are caught, and they're in Borneo and Sarawak, they are collected and killed because people want the babies for pets. And when I was in Kenya, I heard that they had killed 1,500 elephants, because the elephants destroy farms and they wanted the land for various agricultural reasons.
Right.
And I couldn't believe that they didn't offer that killing to hunters that would have paid anything to kill an elephant.
That's right.
And the pygmies, one of the ways they kill an elephant is they sneak underneath of the elephant with spears and what have you, and that's how they kill them. And then they feast off of those for months.
Sure.
So,
yep. Biltong.
You're such a blessing to Baltimore.
Charles.
I just love your show.
Charles.
And thank you so much for being on the radio.
Charles, I have a story for you. Charles.
Yes, I'm here.
I have a story for you. Gentleman was on safari, and he heard a great ruckus in the bush. And when he went to the scene to see what was going on, he found a dead rhinoceros.
Oh, my. And they're protected, so.
Well, he found a dead rhinoceros. And he looked around, and he couldn't find any method of this animal being harmed or killed. He didn't know what happened to it, but there it laid, the carcass, fresh carcass. Well, you mentioned pygmies. A pygmy popped up behind the rhinoceros, and the white hunter spoke to him and said, did you kill this rhino? And he said, yes, I did. And he said, how did you kill this rhino? I don't see a bullet wound. I don't see a spear wound. How did you kill it? He said, with my club. And he said, oh, my. He said, how big is your club? The pygmy said, there's 96 of us.
Semantics.
Yes, exactly. That is a lefty Cray joke.
The pygmies took me to see Fosse.
Diane Fosse? Yes, yeah.
That's how I have met a lot of them, and they're quite a group of people.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Charles.
And thank you for your show.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. There goes Charles. Let's talk to Bill in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. I mainly called to get in the Muzzle Loader contest. But
you're in?
Yeah. I'd be on the Wizard of David. I just got out of the hospital yesterday.
Oh, man.
Well, kidney stones.
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you what. I had those 2 years ago. Put me off the air here for one day. I got him Friday night, like 10 o'clock at night. I called Brian and said, I'm going to the hospital. You ought to play a show, you know. Yeah. And 3 weeks it took. And I lost 20-some pounds. And I've been able to keep it off. That's a good thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but the kidney stones, they're not fun. They're not fun. I had one just under the size where they could go in and break it up. And it took 3 weeks, and it was awful.
Yeah.
So, well.
Yeah, I saw the picture you put in with the goose. In the quarterly, goose hunting.
Oh, yeah, that one has a band on its leg. I think I'll put my eider in the next one. So,
yeah, I'm the guy with the other goose hunting.
Oh, yeah, Bill, yeah, I remember. Sure, I'm sorry. Yeah, man, how's everything going?
Well, it's doing pretty good, except
the kidney stones. Huh? Is this the first you've had them?
Oh, no, I've had them before.
Oh, boy. Well, then you knew what was coming. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Well, didn't I put your picture in? Did we put your picture in? I thought we did.
That was great.
Yep. All right, good. Yeah, well, Billy just sent me a picture on my phone of some ducks. I don't know where he killed them, up in Pennsylvania, I guess. I don't know if their season came in or not, but he just sent me a picture of Bill Krim of M&A Guide Service.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he just sent me a picture let's see, what did he send me this time? Let's see, there's two teal and there's two mallards. And there's two pentails, a hen and a drake of each one. So that's cool.
It's a good day's shoot.
That's good. Oh, there's three teal. So,
yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Day.
Thanks, Bill. Nice hearing from you. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hey, I just let you folks know, I do, when I talk about our sponsors, I do have pretty much of a personal relationship with most of them when it comes to our sponsors. I personally utilize the sponsors that you hear about on the show. For example, I picked up a deer yesterday from Sam's Deer Processing. They did exactly as I asked, process it the way I asked it, and I had my deer back in a good amount of time, and everything was fine. W&W Tire and Auto Service, I talk about if you're a working man and you don't have a lot of time, you get take your truck out there and they get it done fast. Well, they just put four tires on, four brand-new tires on my pickup, and I had broken the side view mirror on the passenger side. I clicked another mirror and smashed the glass, and they replaced that all in the same trip. And it took maybe an hour and a half. So make an appointment. Tell them what you want done. I ordered the tires ahead of time. They had them sitting there waiting for me. And good prices and good to go. Good people, WW Tire and Auto in Finksburg, and also Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. Both of them just happened to be there. Utilized them in the past 10 days or so. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here and get in the muzzleloader contest. All you have to do is call and give your name and number and go on the air, and you'll be in the contest. So, but right now it's time for me to tell you about the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the powerful Rangers, the razor-sharp Razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Don't miss our Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st for even bigger savings. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is your full-line Browning dealer. They carry not only Browning's full collection of guns, the X-Bolt big game rifle, the Maxis shotguns, the Satori trap and sporting models, the BPS pump shotgun. I'll tell you, that's a good gun, that BPS pump. Yes, indeed. Bottom ejection. Comes with a nice wood stock, and it's really a nice pump shotgun if you're looking for one. The BPS from Clyde Sports Shop. But they carry all the home protection weapons as well. All the handguns, all the shotguns, all the AR-style rifles, whatever you like, in all the major manufacturers. Check them out. They also carry TC, Thompson Center, muzzle loaders as well. So, make sure you get down to Clyde Sports Shop this hunting season. Get ammunition and accessories and whatever you need for your hunting adventure. They have a full line of gunsmithing work that they do, scope mounting and bore sighting, all of the above. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com, ClydeSports.com. Check them out, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. The fireplace, pushed aside by the TV as the centerpiece of the living room, is fighting back. Sleek, modern fireplaces with flush facings, oblong shapes, glittering glass, and light show effects are designed to fit better with the sharp angles and edges of modern decor, especially those of flat-screen TVs, which are often mounted right above. These new fireplaces can turn a whole wall into a design element that draws the eye to the fireplace first. Whether powered by a remote control or twigs and a match, a fireplace creates a zone not only for warming cold hands and feet, but also for relaxing. Many insist nothing beats the flicker and crackle of a wood fire, but the gas fireplace, which entered the market about 25 years ago, has become mainstream by offering the ease of push-button ignition and less mess. Technology has evolved to create a gas fire, too, that is practically indistinguishable from a wood-burning fire. I'm Joan Jones for the Wall Street Journal.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
7890199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jerry Reed.
Yes!
Yeah!
Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy.
Not right now, but it is in September.
Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Thibodaux, Louisiana. I like to go there sometime. Been to New Orleans once. That was an experience. Went down for Super Bowl number 9, 1974. Yes, indeed. Pittsburgh Steelers over the Minnesota Vikings. That was the first ring. Terry Bradshaw and John Stallworth. And man, Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer. I was there. Yikes. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to get in muzzleloader contest or talk to me, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-922-6680. Love to hear from you, get you in the contest, and get you rolling. All you got to do is call in, leave your number, and go on the air with me and say hi. Let's talk to Terry in Baltimore City. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
This isn't Terry Bradshaw, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
This is Ohio Terry.
Okay. What's up, man?
Not much, just trying to survive.
Yep.
Just packing my Bibles, my dog, and my boat.
I got you.
Okay, heading west.
Heading west. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go somewhere where there's work.
Ah, so you're getting out of here, huh?
Oh, I tell you, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do? What's your occupation?
Well, I used to run a company, but that's no longer because there's no more work.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
So we're just, I'm looking at other opportunities on it.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, buddy. That it?
Okay. Right.
You're in. Thanks. All right. See ya. That's all you got to do. Rich in Westminster with some observations. Go ahead there, Rich.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I wanted to ask you your observations, but yeah, I have, it seems to me that the rut, you know, a couple weeks ago was going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tailing off a little bit.
Yep.
I should be out there now, but I got to work. The weather seems like it's been absolutely perfect.
Weather has been perfect. And, you know, I'm hearing from different guys about the rut, kind of a trickle rut again this year like it was last year. No real defined strong time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sandy had a lot to do with that, to be honest with you. I think we were just getting started, just getting into it, and then that big giant storm hit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened exactly, but, you know, I think the second rut's going to be even stronger during the firearm season. What do you think?
Oh, really? I didn't think the second rut was usually, you know, much to speak of.
Yeah. No, I think this time around the second rut's going to be pretty good, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
And maybe even the third rut into the late muzzleloader season. I'm not sure, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I've taken deer. I took an 8-point years ago. on the first day of firearm season who was tracking a doe that was in estrus, and I mean he was 3 inches behind her, and Kathy was actually with me on stand. We were up, I think it was second or third year I hunted up in Cecil County, and the both deer got by us. I was high and she was on the ground, and I saw them coming through the laurel, and I didn't get a shot right there. They both ran across the creek. Of course, they're moving. Everything's happening so fast, and Kathy could get a view at them under the tree. And the buck stopped with the classic pose, you know, the foot up in the air, the broadside pose, and the front foot up in the air. And he looked, turned around and looked back. And I still couldn't tell what the deer was. And there was a little opening between me and where the deer eventually stopped. And he turned and he walked away. And all I had was a shot at the back of his neck through this little tiny hole. Well, I knew it could make the shot. And then I shot him right in the back of the neck, and the bullet came out through the throat patch. Of course, he dumped right there. Mm. And I said to Kathy, shoot the doe. The buck's dead. And she didn't get a shot. But that was pretty dramatic. But that was the very first day of firearm season. And I'm telling you, they were running like crazy. So
yeah, I had a similar experience, but it's been so long ago, I can't remember the year. But it was shortly, it might have been the very first year they went to a two-week firearm season.
Right.
I can't remember when that was now.
But right.
I remember it was like December 12th or something. I was out there.
Yeah.
And a buck was chasing like seven does.
Yep.
And they were running across, I don't know which one in particular he was after, but
right.
There was a group of does running, and he was right on them.
Yep.
And I just, and they were heading my way, and I just took aim at this spot. There was nothing there at the time, but that's where they were coming. And once the does went through it, the buck came in the same spot, and I did harvest that nice buck that day.
Good for you. Yep, that's for sure. I had 1 year firearm season. This was 2 or 3 years ago. I was sitting in the stand, and I heard all this ruckus and clatter, and here came a doe, obviously in heat, and a spike buck right behind her, and in the laurel they went. And, I'm not shooting that spike anyway, so I heard more clatter and looked up, and here were four more bucks. Nothing bigger than a 4-point.
Wow.
They all walked away. They all went in the laurel. They all went in the same spot, and I saw the doe and the 4-point leaving. And the spikes, I guess they got confused, or I don't know what happened to them, but the 4-point, he's a gnarly, ugly-looking thing, too, by the way.
Hmm.
I'd shoot him now if he matured.
Right.
Because of the oddity of the rack. It was pretty nasty. Real tight, you know, and 3 or 4 points on each side, or 2 or 3 points on each side, and it was kind of a mess. But if he's up there, I'll shoot him now. But anyway, he exited the other side with the doe, so apparently he was the king of the hill at that point. But that was also on the first day of firearm season, so so it can happen, no question.
It can happen, right.
Yep.
Have you harvested one yet?
I took a doe during a managed hunt here about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, great.
In Montgomery County. Yep, I've gotten one. So that's about average for me. I usually take about 5 deer a year, but right now I'm concentrating on getting my grandson another deer. And
right.
And I've got a friend up in Frederick County who just took her hunter safety course, and or her daughter actually, and her daughter's in her 30s, and she just got this interest in hunting all of a sudden. So now I've got to work with her and get her out in the stand and get her all, you know, get her enthusiasm level up too. So we'll see if that works.
I don't want to hog up all the airtime, but I'll call you another day about the hunter safety course. I want to ask you a couple questions, what you thought about that. I took a friend and his son through it this year as well, and I was a little bit disappointed in it, but we'll have that conversation.
We can have that conversation later, and it all depends on the instructor.
Right.
For the most part, or the instructors.
Yeah.
And if you have can you send me an email, Rich?
Yeah.
Send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Let me know where you took the course.
Okay.
And let me see if I can do something for you about it.
In hindsight, I should have commented on it, you know, but, you know, to the people.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't. And I just said to the young fella and the guy I took through, I said, you know, I just told him, I said, I was really disappointed in this class. Because
yeah.
They spent way too much time on stuff that didn't matter, and they missed. They didn't cover a lot of. I felt bad because I felt like I was stepping on their toes, but I chimed in several times and brought up points that I felt needed to be covered that they just weren't covering.
Wow. Yeah, send me an email. I'd like to hear about that, Rich.
All right.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Will do.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Al.
See you. Bye-bye. C&L Deer Processing. They'll skin, custom cut, wrap, label, and freeze your deer. And when you're there, your deer is ready for your freezer, your venison. At C&L Deer Processing, your deer is processed by professional meat cutters with over 80 years of experience between them. Have your deer made into jerky and Slim Jims, chip deer, sausage, deer dogs, bologna, jalapeno cheddar bologna, kielbasa, smoked jalapeno kielbasa, and smoked bratwurst. I've had most of these, especially that smoked jalapeno kielbasa. Oh, my goodness. I can tell you, they are delicious. C&L Deer Processing has even more tasty items you can request made from your deer. Sweet Lebanon bologna, pepperoni sticks, maple-flavored breakfast links, Old Bay sausage links, great on the grill. Take your deer to C&L Deer Processing, located on Carroll Street in Hampstead, Maryland, just up Route 30 from Reisterstown. C&L's at FHFH Donation Center and participates in the Doe Harvest Challenge. 410-374-6424. Ask for Jack or Bill. 410-374-6424. Jack or Bill at C&L Deer Processing. 410-374-6424. Let me tell you about our friends at Tochterman's in downtown Baltimore. Over 1,000 fishing rods on display. You know, Christmas is just around the corner. Fall fishing is here. They've got everything you need for striped bass fishing. They got everything you need for trolling. They got everything you need for bottom fishing, for panfish. They've got everything you need for bass fishing, trout fishing, fly fishing, any type of fishing, offshore, surf, you name it, they've got it. They are all fishing all the time at Tochterman's. Costa Del Mar sunglasses, Yeti coolers, a full complement of rain gear if you need it, and all the footwear you can need too, boots and waders. Don't forget they have a lure making and fly tying room upstairs. Friendly folks, experts at what they do. Tochterman's, downtown Baltimore, 1919-1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. Why not give them a call? 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's, 1919-1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. You'll be glad you did. Same family name, same location since 1916. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well any time to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzle loader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Hey, we're back. It came out as a press release this week. We knew about it. The DNR's been sitting on it for months. I have no idea why. But private landowners who manage wood duck nest boxes are asked to participate in a survey to help the state determine the number of nest boxes managed by private landowners and the role that the boxes play in supporting those birds. Now, it's a cooperative effort between the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Maryland Wood Duck Initiative. We talked about the Wood Duck Initiative last week on the show, and they are taking orders for not only completed boxes, if you'd like to purchase some, but also the lumber for some boxes if you'd like to build your own. And then, of course, they have the plans. And since we're running out of time, I'm going to just invite you to check out the MWDI.net, MWDI, Maryland Wood Duck Initiative.net. And you can get all that information, or you can call Cliff Brown, who's the director, and who actually started this program. It was nominated for Conservationist of the Year, by the way, for Field and Stream. Clifton A. Brown, Clifton A. Brown at AOL.com. Or you can just go and check out Wood Duck Initiative or Maryland Wood Duck Initiative. They do great work. They've got 1,700 nest boxes on 85 public areas in the state. Each year, these boxes produce over 7,500 ducklings. And now they're looking for support from the private sector, which could be you if you own a pond or a marsh or whatever it might be. So check that out. It's Clifton A. Brown at AOL.com. There's an online form available, too. You can check out the DNR website and get the press release on that as well. 703-447-5142 is Cliff Brown's phone number. Give him a call during the week or go to MWDI.net, www.MarylandWoodDuckInitiative.net, MWDI.net. All right, look, that's it for us for today. We'll be back with a pre-recorded show next week. I'll be going deer hunting with my grandson up in Cecil County. We hope that you have a great waterfowl season this first week and a good deer season deer season opener next Saturday. As always, though, remember, safety is the key. Safety is the key. Be careful when you're climbing those trees. Make sure you wear your harness like I do. Set up a prussic knot safety rope system if you're climbing up there. Check your tree stands ahead of time. Check your ladders. Check